This party's a bore. Accompany me to the laboratory and I'll show you my latest creation.
That would be lovely.
The monster coming along.
The storm approaches, Master. It's time. It's time.
Excellent.
Main power to maximum. Biogenic generator engaged. Raise the monster.
Yes. Yes.
It's time for the
Jimmy Doan.
Yes. It is time once again for the Jimmy Doan Show.
Yeah.
This is going to be our first experiment in an actual timed show, which ought to be interesting.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good to have all our new sponsors out there.
Well, we're going to do, of course, is we're going to time this show for possible syndications. It'll be a lot of fun. We have here today Jack Rhodes.
Hey, it's good to be here, Jimmy.
And I'll tell you, finally, we got Counselor Curtis.
Hey.
We have legal questions today. Legal questions today. Big ones today.
I got answers, or at least lies.
That's right. Well, you got answers. They may not be
the truth.
When in doubt, let's see, how does it work? If you have an opinion, if you know the answer, you give the right one. If you don't know the answer, you give whatever. I forget. Okay. And engineer Eric.
Jimmy Doan.
Yeah. That's right, Jimmy Doan. And the Jimmy Doan Show. Here it is. It is
13th.
Friday. It's Thursday the 13th. Friday the 13th.
No, it's not Friday. It's Thursday the
13th. But it's 13th. The 13th.
Yes, that's the 13th.
13th of July.
Well, July.
As Pogo, as the turtle in Pogo used to say, Friday the 13th comes on a Thursday this month.
What? Huh? What? Turtle what? The Pogo? What?
Cue
huh?
The crickets.
SpongeBob.
Oh, yeah, SpongeBob. People don't remember Walt Kelly.
No, we got to keep
Pogo.
With the SpongeBob references.
All right. Okay. Anyway, here's what I'll talk about today a little bit.
Got to keep hip.
Right. I'm too old for that.
We got lots to talk about.
We have a lot of stuff because it's been a week or so since
Cue the bombs.
Cue the bombs, right. Well, you want to talk? I wasn't going to talk about it, but Jack came in here today, all hopped up about Israel, Hamas, Hezbollah,
about the war,
right?
New
so
war.
We're going to talk about that.
Not our war this time.
We have the right, although we have a
not
natural
yet.
Talent.
Not
we're
yet.
Sticking our big asses in there, right. You know. So anyway, they also
talking about Israel,
bunch of stuff. But Israel, okay. This is we're going to talk about Israel.
Yep.
We're going to talk about the market, how people are. I've got five things here about the EU, about the big dig in Boston. Local rental rules here. Net gambling, big deal.
Yep.
And they want to ban fast food in New York. And China is trying to tame its economy. All these things have to do with people trying to control something that cannot be controlled, the economy, a market. They're monkeying with the market, and they're doomed here to failure.
And as we all know,
that's right.
Jimmy
now,
says
the other thing is
that the market
we want to get here again on an immigration update, which is very important. I have got I got to have another solution.
Cue the hallelujahs.
The hallelujah course, that's right. Another solution for the immigration. I did read a column by Thomas Sowell, and I worship the guy. I've read all his books and stuff. Not all of them, but I've read several of his books. But he's wrong on immigration.
He's wrong.
So many people are. So that's exciting. Anything else you got? Anything else we got here?
I got some light notes.
Oh, that's right. Well, the one light note I had was the inmate suing.
Yeah, I saw that.
Tell them yet.
Okay. And then the space station, the new space station.
Right.
That is important to me because that might be a vehicle for our the Jimmy Doan / Rolling Stone satellite.
The
right?
New inflatable station.
Yes, inflatable. And, the shape, of course.
Right. So, looks like a big naked chick.
What? Yes. I have the solution.
Guess where the shuttle docks.
Not only that,
is Virgin Airways a sponsor?
I would guess. And
not for long.
They're subsidiary, non-Virgin.
Guess where they expel the trash.
All right.
But you do know, so we'll get this light note out of the way, you do understand what made the internet. I mean, what is it that, what was the number one thing that everybody searched?
Sex.
Okay.
Porn.
So my question is, Heidi Fleiss, inflatable
right.
Space station, it would pay for itself in a week. In a week.
talking about space tourism.
Oh, man. I mean, can you imagine how many geeks would be out there trying to earn the 20 mil?
They said the Space Bunny Ranch.
Oh, man. I mean, you talk about the stuff you could bring back, the stuff you could sell. Oh, man.
Japanese businessmen.
Man. And they said they probably would get up there for far fewer than the 20 mil. And I'm thinking, you know, you get it down to, I don't know, $1,000, I'd go.
Yeah, you get it to a couple hundred thousand, and you'd have a lot of people lining up.
They would be lined up at the spaceport.
Years in advance.
I mean, that's what they ought to do. They ought to put some of the finest hookers known to mankind out there.
Like
and
the
they would. They, space travel. Once they get space travel into the sex trade,
it's over.
Done.
With.
It's over. It's done. Yeah. Done.
Lightspeed anti-grav.
That's it. No, warp 9 will be history. I mean, they'll be up to warp 10, 11, 12 right away. Forget Captain Picard. We go back in time immediately. I mean, that's it. So anyway, Jack.
Yeah.
You want to start off?
Well, we've got to talk about the war,
The new war.
Bombing as we speak.
Time for a Mideast update.
Yeah, hold on. We got the old.
Yeah, there we are. Oh, yeah.
Habala.
Habala.
That's right. He just shot about half of his 72 virgins. Bang. Bang. What a waste.
As long as they're his.
So tell us about
your Mideast update.
Yeah, now today's the 13th Thursday, and this is in the afternoon. It's about 8 o'clock here.
Israel bombing Lebanon?
They all over Lebanon.
All over. Taking out bridges, highways, as we speak. That's not even, those aren't even fake. That's just in the background.
Yeah, right. That's right.
Hey, now he's live from Lebanon.
Did we have that on tape? Right. Kill the sound.
Good to be here. It's the middle of the night here, and the bombs are coming down like the 4th of July.
This was Edward R. Murrow, live from Lebanon.
Hold on, I need to step behind the wall over here to avoid that.
Well, it's interesting that they're going to, take out, I read some of the stuff here. There's 50 people here and 28 people here that are dead. I know that every death is a tragedy, yada, 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 but right. I mean, is this
relatively small numbers?
Yeah, I mean, and of course, these are two peanut-sized countries that are,
right.
I mean,
well, they're just having a little brawl.
Well, of course, you wonder who's, of course, right again, they didn't have enough of the Cold War. The wall came down. Cold War's over. No, we got to have another one. Let's have another one. Oh, no.
That's
exactly right.
It's your fault. No,
it's your fault. So now they got it. Now it's called. It's like the old elementary school when they choose up sides. You know, I take Lebanon over there. Can I have Egypt? No, I want Egypt. No. I'm gonna take Israel. Okay.
Gotta have Syria.
Yeah.
Can I take Syria for $500?
That's right. I mean, seriously, these guys are just choosing up sides for God's sakes. I mean, who's gonna win this one? Well, he's got the most bombs. I take him.
Well, it seems like there's some.
By far has the most bombs.
Well, they got our shit. Our stuff. Excuse me. They got our bombs. They've got our F-18s. They got the good stuff. And far different from some other places, they actually train their pilots. They can fly the planes.
And they're not afraid to use that
That's
stuff.
That's right. Well, not only that,
you
it's
mean
like,
they're not sending their pilots to Miami to get
well,
pilot training?
Well, not only that. If you think about it for a second, it's... Israel is, like the size of an aircraft carrier. I mean, it takes off and you're in the next country. So it's not like they have any, it's not like they have any very far to go to. It's fuel is not a consideration, shall we say, in those people. They can fill up and go bomb them. But anyway, I mean, they're taking out Lebanon. You guys don't. Exactly. That's right. Exactly right. I mean, think about it. They go over there. They have this, for years, of course, Beirut was the Paris of the Middle East for years. Then, of course, it got totally bombed out because of all this stuff. It has been coming back, and now it's all over again. And I think, you think to yourself, there's some people that just have to put the stick in the hornet's nest, I guess, or something. Yeah. They're crazy, obviously crazy people.
Right. Well,
so
and
they're going to be soon. They're going to be all dead people, I guess.
Right.
Which they said no. Israel has said. I read the thing there. They said they're going to basically eliminate them. And of course, you don't sign a peace treaty with these people. Obviously, they're a bunch of liars. I mean, they gave away. I say gave away. You call it what you want, but they carved out the Gaza area for. the Palestinians and told their and carted their own people off the settlements that had been growing there, much to those people who were a little upset about that. And they
honey, guacamole.
and then said, okay, it's all yours. And they still said, no, not good enough. Here's some new rockets.
Right.
we still.
Well, they went and kidnapped a few people.
Well, that was the other thing. Now that's another thing. You think about it for a second. Remember when you guys don't remember this, but before Reagan was elected, they took hostage. You remember the
Jimmy Carter hostage?
I wish I was that young.
Well, I remember. How many? There were like 44 hostages, or it was 444 days.
Yes, 136 or something, or 100.
And it was for over a year.
Yeah,
helicopter crash.
And of course, Jimmy, the erstwhile commander, having commanded, unfortunately, or a submarine, didn't know anything about airplanes, and that's when that first rescue mission, ended up with death and destruction for all the airplanes crashed, helicopters crashed. I don't know what happened. Had the special
Jimmy Carter didn't get elected.
No. That's right.
That was the crushing blow.
Yeah. Well, not only that wasn't the only thing. The other thing was, of course, that gas price. People were perceiving gas prices at 60 cents a gallon as being, oh my God, it's the end of the world. Who's going to pay 60 cents a gallon for gas?
I'll pay 60 cents. Yeah. I'll be happy with 260 now. Yeah. Pay $2.99.
Well, there was to digress just for a second. There was an article that surprise, gasoline at $3 was not slowing down anybody.
Yeah. Well, what are you going to do?
Canola
oil.
They do have the veggie. What is it? The guy's going to drive on McDonald's something or another. The veggie car. Then there's a veggie mobile too. No, the thing is that what they did notice, they took a survey of the spiffy marts or whatever. And we're not selling so much fruit now anymore. We just sell gas.
Apparently,
what's happening is people are using his bathroom, filling up with gas, and not buying anything. So
right. Well,
it makes sense though.
Their profit is in those candy bars and the bag of chips, and we've talked about that before.
So what's going to happen? I mean, the war started today, so tell me what's going to happen, Jack.
Well, who knows?
That's not an answer. This is the Jimmy Doan show.
Who knows?
The hell?
I thought it was a hypothetical question.
It is.
What's going to happen? Well,
they're going to war.
Israel's
so good.
I think it's going to take a lot for Israel to stop, no matter what anybody says.
They're pretty determined.
Maybe they'll
put some peacekeepers in there from the UN.
Well, I don't know. We'll see.
Good luck on that. Great.
Are you beeping?
The bomb.
Just great.
Is that the bomb?
I don't know if it's me.
It's Israel. There's one in the...
Somebody put the bomb in the studio.
That's right. No, they could find it.
Well, they would.
I'll say this. We're going to keep an eye on this, and I know in the next show there'll be an update.
Well, I mean, there is good news. I mean, Geraldo's now, got a new job.
That's true. That's right.
He's on the plane over.
That's exactly right. Dan Rather can go back there, I guess, or something. Yeah.
Maybe not Dan.
If you're gonna get over there and get in the but you're right, Geraldo can go over there and draw the line in the sand where they are.
Right? Yeah, it's something to watch just something to watch on TV now.
Yeah,
I've started renting DVDs.
It would be good footage if they could get some.
You think Israel's gonna nuke them?
No, they're not gonna have to nuke.
I don't think so.
What they're gonna do is they're gonna take out Lebanon tactically, and then they're gonna go take out Iran's new reactor.
I see.
Because they've already been taking out the infrastructure, the roads, the highways,
thousands of tourists that were, sitting there as bombs are sailing in overhead. Hey, Mama, what's that? Get a picture of that.
Right.
Well, can you imagine the cell phones?
They'll be all on the internet.
That's true.
No one's arguing it's the horrors of war, but that is unfortunate.
The horrors of war.
They couldn't exist.
We should wish for so much.
Where are they?
We should wish for so much.
Horror. That's an interesting word. Horror. Yeah, the horror.
Well, we'll have an upgrade on that. Well, we're coming up here on a break in about a minute, so let me...
I love the way you turn me on.
Oh, God. When we come back, I want to get into some legal stuff. This has to do with the detention business and so forth, They've arrested those people.
We'll have the Counselor Curtis minute.
We'll have the Counselor Curtis thing.
We'll be happy to make up something.
No, yeah, right. No, well, the reason this has to do with the immigration, of course, some of the immigration stuff that's interesting.
Right.
But you know that they're arresting the people in foreign countries, according to with CIA and all kinds of stuff. They're arresting them, throwing them in jail, charging them with, I don't know what yet exactly, conspiracy. But they have.
I know what you're talking about.
You know what I'm talking about. Anyway, I want to dwell in on this to find out what the thought police are at. And then maybe we'll get some time during the next segment as well. We got another couple ones to go, but also I want to get into how the market is being monkeyed with, and this is the libertarian stuff, and it's astounding to me how people think that they could control stuff. I mean, they talk, and of course, what they do, as I don't know if we mentioned this last time, in China, and we're going to talk a little bit about how China wants to control their overheated economy, but for corruption, you know, they take them out back and shoot them. I mean, it's like you're arrested, and in China, I will say this, that in China, they have you convicted before they arrest you, which is different from here. So, you know, here they have to go through a grand jury. No such frivolity. So anyway, I think we're about, that should just about do it, and we'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go away.
Yep. Don't go away.
All right, we're back. All right. Well, I hope you all bought something anyway. That's good.
That's right.
This is Jimmy Doan Show, and there is no phone number because we're not live. Look. No, we're there is nothing here.
There might be eventually.
But we got email.
Yeah, we got email.
IMS.
I didn't. Yeah. That's right. If you want to send email, it's what Jimmy@JimmyDoan.com. Easy enough to remember.
Yeah. Jimmy Doan, DOANE.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's right. And so don't forget, we got Jack Rhodes here, Counselor Curtis, Engineer Eric. Okay, let me just tell you what I want to talk a little bit about. We're going to get into a little bit about this. Also dovetails with immigration, and this is a New York Times article written a couple days ago. Recent arrests in terror plots yield debate on preemptive action by government. Well, as you know, the preemptive action, we decided we can go to war, right?
Right.
Okay. But here, this in Miami last month and now in New York, terror cases have been unfolded, which suspects have been apprehended before they lined up the intended weapons and the necessary financing or figured out other central details necessary to carry out the plots. The government, in its zeal to stop terrorism, is forgetting, this is in the article here, I'm reading this, is forgetting an element central to any case, the actual intent to commit a crime, italicized mine. And they in the two most recent plots, the authorities have simultaneously warned that suspects were contemplating horrific attacks, blowing up the Sears Tower in Chicago and setting off a bomb in a tunnel between New York and New Jersey. But as far as they knew, no one was even close to actually making such a strike. They arrested on April 27th some, you know...
All right, so the big question is...
Let me just finish here. The internet chat rooms used by Islamic extremists who would use coded language. Well, you know, first of all, it's in Islam talk anyway. Coded language, I mean... Hell, the kids today use code. I can't understand what any of the kids in the mall say. That's coded language. And it says, an American official said members of one group had never met the others. In announcing the case, federal officials, including Mr. Chertoff, said the government would not waste time trying to determine whether the suspects were smart enough or serious enough to turn the threats into action. We're not going to waste any time figuring out whether it's a viable threat or not. We're just going to arrest the shit out of them. You know, and the cases also demonstrate that authorities cannot always delay charges until they have airtight cases. So if they have a suspected case, they're gonna get these guys. And you can't be locking everyone up, but as long as there are reasonable grounds to make, and of course that's a question, you can do that. And the authorities
you
were
can't
convinced.
Be locking anyone up, but
yeah, but
unless you can.
Okay, so well.
So anyway, no, I just wanted to see, and then C.W. Tobias, a professor at University of Richmond, he's wondering if politics might be a factor. And then they cite one of these cases about somebody from, and this I want to find out about, from guys, six men from Lackawanna, New York, who pleaded guilty to attending a terrorist training camp, but never actually took part. So anyway, that's.
All right. So let me bring up two questions that probably some of our listeners are asking themselves. So you're essentially saying, are you saying we should take a shoot first, ask questions later attitude? And another question, how long do we wait? At what point
are
they considered?
I am advocating the opposite of shoot first.
Yeah, that's what I'm asking you to clarify.
Yeah, no, this is scary because this can be turned against you.
All right, well, hold on. Let me make my statement here. I think you might be able to shed some light on this. The standard for arrest is probable cause. which means that there's probably a crime that's been committed. And
it has been committed.
Yes. Okay. And that these people were the ones that did it.
Is it probably has been committed or could be committed?
It's a lower standard than 51%. 51% is greater weight. Probable cause is less than that.
Okay.
So it's like just above reasonable suspicion. A reasonable suspicion is you look at somebody, that's what that guy got arrested for the other day, and they dismissed the charges because it was only reasonable suspicion.
He
the guy
could
who
have
was
done
acting
it.
Funny around the
right.
vice president or whatever.
Right.
And that's okay, so then they would put a reasonable
get him.
Yeah, that's right. these guys, I think, Jimmy, your question centers more around how much planning do you have to complete
right.
in order for the crime to have been committed?
Yeah. And what is the crime? It's conspiracy, right?
Yeah, the crime, it's more than just conspiracy. The crime is like committing an act of violence against the government, an assault type of planning for an assault. So attempted battery with a bomb, you know, attempted.
But
murder.
I mean, they had no
murder.
Bomb.
Right.
They had nothing. They didn't have the money. They didn't have the bomb. They never met everybody.
They were just talking smack.
They were talking smack. Yeah.
Well, the guys in Miami were doing karate.
Well, that's what the defense will argue. They were just talking smack. Right, you know, right. Ultimately, the defense will say this does not rise to the level of having been an actual plan. I mean,
right.
that
right.
would be the defense you would take.
Right.
But the prosecution will say, look, man, they got freaking plans. This is not my watch. Not mine.
Okay, well, what's making the noise? What's making the noise? Let's go on. Forget it.
Okay.
I'm sitting here. Excuse me, folks. Small interruption here. The Jimmy Dome showing.
We're
listen
about
quiet.
To explode.
Yeah,
we just
want to
know
right.
which direction
that
to
was,
dive
that was
in.
The problem here. In the middle of the JD show.
Which direction is the sheep?
So, my point is this. My point is, and you've answered it to some extent. It scares me because, as you know, any officer, any state officer, you know, can stop you for anything, really, when all said and done. And as the old saying goes, when you ask the district attorney, you know, which go ahead and indict that ham sandwich, and then we'll talk. I mean, they can take you in for virtually, and they can scoop up something to take you in on.
Sure.
And then, of course, what the problem is, that's us. Now, this guy happens to have a funny name like Abu Babid or whatever. But the next thing you know is if they run in here to Jimmy Doan and say, "We've heard your show. And we've decoded what you're saying
right, yeah.
when you hear
we've
bomb the Pentagon.
We played it backwards.
Bomb the Pentagon.
And then they say, Jimmy, watch your head as you're getting into the car.
That's right. Exactly. And yeah, because.
But that becomes the jury question. That is, are the facts, in fact, the way you let it out, like we're obviously just joking around when you say that out of the side of your mouth, versus if we have physical plans.
Yeah, yeah.
Please. edit.
Our 10-minute break was 8.5 minutes.
If you have physical plans, blueprints in your computer of the place, and
who doesn't? I'm sorry. Who doesn't have that?
Well,
that's normal.
And
that's normal. Hell, I've seen that on Futurama.
It's Google Earth has it.
Right. I mean,
right.
there's the
yeah.
obligatory blue
right,
dot over
so,
the Pentagon, but
right,
we've got,
so,
we have the plans.
Right. So how? So it gets back to my question too. So how long do you wait? What is probable cause?
Well, the government waits until they believe that it's more likely than not that these guys are going to commit or have committed some type of organized crime.
The okay. bad guys.
They're bad guys.
Right.
And they believe the hearsay, and you're allowed to believe that stuff when you're investigating on the street. I mean, you know, you try to pick up everything you can. And if you see seven guys training in a warehouse in somewhere.
Well, these guys were all, they never met each other. They were on the internet. They arrested them.
Well, that's different. We're talking about the Miami.
Okay.
Miami.
Well, no, I was
talking. Well, we can talk about both.
Well, the Miami was the one for the Spears Tower.
Right.
But the one for the putting the water in the tunnels.
Right.
That was
well, they were overseas,
right.
Only like two of them had ever been to the United States or
right.
something like that. But the idea is the prosecution may have enough physical evidence in the form of maybe they didn't have the funding to get the bomb. They hadn't actually contacted Al-Qaeda, but they've been doing searches all over there.
And they have the idea.
Who hasn't?
They had the idea.
And they had the idea.
Right.
The well-formed
the
idea has to
That's
be
right.
in their mind. That's part of the
right.
the question of fact.
Give me a break.
Well, they,
I mean, who hasn't had the idea? I mean, you, I'm serious. You go to any peace march. You go to any peace march in the world, and there'll be people there that if you ask them and you say, "Gosh, would you like to, you know, bomb the Pentagon?" They say, "Yeah, oh yeah. Where do we start?" I mean,
Jimmy Doan, just in case, Jimmy Doan is now in Michigan.
Yeah, right.
we no longer tape from Florida.
That's right.
So aim
visit
for
us
Michigan.
At our new address.
That's right, Michigan.
1121.
That's right.
Michigan Avenue.
No, but I mean,
Michigan.
I'm serious. To me, this is a classic case. We got to take a break here, another break here in just a second. But you've answered. You've pretty much. Do you have something else to add?
No.
Okay. The thing that I see about this that is the scary part is we are losing our freedom. Personally, here in the States, because of this fear, and here the question is, the barrier is being lowered daily to what constitutes a crime.
I defended a guy who was in jail for a year because he got upset that the government wouldn't accept his kidnapping case on his wife, who he claimed had kidnapped their son.
Right.
And so he called the governor's office, and they said, "Sorry, we're not going to do anything about it." And he said, "If I were to blow up the governor's office, you would do something about it, wouldn't you?"
All right.
They recorded him. Spent the next year in jail.
Oops. We'll be back in a few minutes. Listen to all the good stuff. We'll be right back.
This is Engineer Eric from the Jimmy Doan Show. When I go to the gun range, I feel naked without my Barrett Light 50 M82A1. In fact, it's just plain fun to watch your friends jump when you put a round through a manhole cover at 220 yards. Available from BarrettRifles.com.
All right, little Jimmy Smith.
That's right.
On Jimmy
always.
Doan.
You know, we should probably,
welcome
you know,
back.
Like they, normally what they do is they change the bumper music. We used to do this.
Yeah.
On the middle of the show, but we do that here. Okay, we're back.
Yeah.
And I know y'all bought us a ball rock. I said, we're back here. Jimmy Doan Show. Don't forget to send us email, jimmy@jimmydoan.com.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this segment, we're going to get just a short segment, unfortunately, only about 8 minutes or so. And I want to talk a little bit about the market and how people. I've got several articles here about people that are trying to monkey with the market, trying to control it. And it's what's fascinating is I don't know how to put this exactly, but the market is like the force. And you don't
F with the force.
Yeah, I mean, you don't. I mean, it's bigger than these guys.
That's right.
You might be able to lift that spaceship out of the mud,
that's
about it. You know, that's all you're doing that day.
Strong you are.
That's strong you are. That's right. So, but I'm the special things that I've noticed here. One is the House passed, actually by a fairly substantial margin, a bill to ban. Now it has to go to the Senate, and they said they might not go there to ban net gambling. Now here's what they're going to do.
It's hated all. It.
Yeah, right.
Well, you know, it's exploded in the last 8 years.
Well, of course it has, but
it's unbelievable.
But do you see
they got to get taxes on that?
Do you see the hypocrisy here?
Well, with the
do you see the phenomenal hypocrisy?
The lottery and the horse racing.
The lottery and the horse racing are going to be exempt.
That's right.
Because why?
Can't take away the horses?
Well, that's right. But the Senate, somebody was talking about in the Senate, they didn't want to exempt the horse racing or whatever, however it works. But the point is that the phenomenal hypocrisy, the deal is, as you know, the numbers racket and actually crap, you know, in your home, poker is illegal here in Florida. Why? Because they want to make sure you spend on their monopoly, which is the lottery here, the monopoly,
right,
and the parimutuel racing.
Well,
so now they want to extend this to nationwide. And what they're going to try and do, I think already the credit card companies already quit. If you sign up to put your credit card, and, you know, to Antigua, which is a big, or Costa Rica, which are big gambling centers. If you do that, they report you or do something. Now they want to make it totally illegal. And so they want to make sure that you are not able to send the money out of the country. This is the first step. Now, once they
there's two different groups of people. Well, you're assuming it's the same group of people, those in power, but it's really different groups. There's one group that hates all the gambling.
Right.
And they're the ones who are trying to get this bill passed without the exemption. And they just want it passed. And then the other group is just the ones who are associated in some way with the gambling enterprises, which are very big. And those people just want to, I guess those are the hypocrites.
Well, I'm reading the article here. This is from, I don't know where it's published yesterday, I guess. But it's, of course, they want to actually start the internet. They want to have the internet providers set up, as they do in China, to block your access to these sites so that on the internet. I mean, can you imagine? No, I know it's a joke, but I mean, that's what they're trying to do. They want to have the internet provider actually put up a block so that if you go to Antigua.com, gambling.com, it comes up and says site not available.
Push the wall the other way.
Well, of course, I mean, obviously. But right. the some of the things in here, the typical thing, it's always for the children. You know, gambling can be addictive. So
that's one of Jimmy Doan's top five government.
Yeah, it's for the children.
Boondoggles.
And how many children have credit cards?
Well, not only that. Well, it's dad who goes out. Instead of drinking, mm-hmm. Dad has an addiction to gambling, and he takes the paycheck, and he gambles, and then the children go hungry.
Right, exactly.
And, and of course, the major league sports people don't want to have online gambling because they said it undermines the integrity. Thank you, Pete Rose.
Yes.
Well, it's all crap. I mean,
well, so how is the market going to control?
Well, the market would let. It would be wide open, but yeah. The states are such they can't control it. The point is they're trying to control something that's uncontrollable, and they're going to make criminals, and they'll have a couple of showcases.
I tell you, this is
they're trying to make criminals
happiness.
Out of. Well, of course it is, and they
you want to spend your money that way. Go for it.
And of course, the cave-in has been the American Gaming Association, which has nothing to do with game, you know, like wild mm-hmm. game. The industry's largest lobby has opposed online gambling in the past, but recently backed a study of the feasibility of regulating it. I mean, what a cave-in. You bums.
Well, look, you know what they're saying. They're saying, hey, well, we don't want that competitor. And then
no,
they're
that's
saying,
exactly
well, okay,
right.
But I mean, we'll go ahead and take them because that's okay. It's all good. And, of course, it is. But we want you guys to regulate them, not us.
Yeah. I mean, but isn't that the way it always is? I mean, it's you get the government to do your dirty work.
Right.
And it's – but again, this has to do – and I don't want to get – unfortunately, we're getting ready to run out of time here. Point is that they are monkeying with the market in the same along the same line up in New York. This representative, I forget what it is.
And they're getting away with it.
They're getting – well, no, but here's this couple guy. There's a city council youthful – this lady, I forget who it is head of the Youthful, Slim, and Health Committee. Youthful and Slim Health Committee. Can you imagine there's a committee up there that is recommending – that they have a limit on the number of fast food restaurants on each corner in New York, on Manhattan. And it's what they do is this person, Joel Rivera of the Bronx also.
We know with the limit, none of them are going out of business.
Exactly.
That's what's going
to. That's exactly right. And what's so funny about this is he says, what I want to do is to limit the number of fast food establishments within a specific proximity of each other. And I'm thinking, and he says, it's a legal restriction that has already worked in several other American cities, he says, and it makes no sense to explore drastic measures. I mean, and
as opposed to me controlling the entire market.
Yeah, I mean, God, I mean, what does this guy think? He says, you know, obesity, we all understand obesity is a problem. And a lot
He's
of people
a benevolent,
have said,
genius leader.
Exactly. And of course, it isn't going to be too long before the non-benevolent genius leader will overtake, as you know. I mean, power corrupts and absolute power corrupts. But I mean, here's a guy that comes right out as the socialist, whatever it is. I want to control the market. New York City has hundreds of bustling fast food, bustling, mind you. But if the one leading politician has
you
his way,
you want to cram those full of people.
Yeah, of course they do.
You won't be able to get lunch. You'll have to expand the lunch hour.
But what is amazing to me, of course, is that it's a heated debate. There's no debate here. You're an idiot, is what somebody ought to tell this guy.
Says Jimmy Doan.
Well, he wants, yeah.
JimmyDoan.com.
He tries to give incentives. They want to legislate incentives for healthy eating. I guess what they're going to do is maybe have the New York City sponsored government salad bar, which you know what that'll be like. Can you imagine what a salad bar would be like run by the state? Talk about old lettuce.
Your papers, please.
Yeah, that's right. Yes, we have salad. Yeah, yes. You can eat it.
I believe I see two olives on your plate. That's right. Above quota.
That's right.
So they're gonna make us all eat a veggie burger.
That's exactly. No, how many vegetables have you had today? No, I'm sorry. Only three. No. You must go. Anyway, we got to get out of here. We'll be back at the end of the next break. We have one more segment to go.
Okay.
And hang in there. Remember, Jimmy at JimmyDoan.com. And we really welcome you back in just a few minutes.
Mm-hmm.
look out. This is Jimmy Doan Show.
Why do we keep buying Japanese products and running up the trade deficit?
There are those people that say the balance of trade deficit is a bad thing. I want to tell you it's the best thing that ever happened to us, and it will remain so as long as the dollar is the only legal tender in the United States of America.
Do we really need a tax on recreation?
I don't think so. That's just another tax and spend program. If any of these issues hit a hot button with you, be sure to listen to the Jimmy Doan Show. All right, we're back.
Yeah, good to be back.
We're back again for another segment. I just realized.
Jimmy Doan, July 13th.
July 13th, Jimmy at JimmyDoan.com. Listen, I just realized something. We do have a little small segment 5.
Okay.
Which we'll do our light notes.
Stay on the mark.
Okay,
right.
We're going to stay on the mark. Here's the deal.
Did we find that beeping bomb over there?
Yes. Oh, it was disguised as my, I think. It's disguised as my Palm Pilot. It's a tungsten E model. And if it goes off again, it's going to go out the window. If you hear the beeping followed by a tinkle, that's it.
If you hear crash, it's me diving to the floor.
That's right. The window's in back of you. That's right. Anyway, what I want to talk about, I want to talk some more, a little bit more about the market, about how people try and control the market. And this is something that brings up actually a lot of points on so many levels. And that is, and this was covered by John Stossel in, I think, on some show, and he wrote an article a couple days ago about this. But it has to do with the fact that, you know, you're not allowed to sell your body parts. You know, you got a kidney and somebody wants to give you $10, $15, $20, $30,000 for it.
Right. Yeah, there it is. Everybody,
Doug!
Watch out.
Did it go off again?
Yeah.
I didn't hear it.
It's going off.
No,
it
just stopped.
Oh, there it is. Woo! It was a close call. There's a small mine.
What the hell is this thing? Had it moved?
Yeah.
Okay, I forget. Okay, we're moving on.
So they won't, sorry. Yeah, the people trying to control
during
the market.
I promise you, we will have done a sweep of this place. You know, as a matter of fact, maybe that's what it is. It's a bug.
It's a bug.
Okay. Anyway, you're not allowed to sell.
We live in Michigan.
Yeah, that's right.
Michigan, not Florida.
That's right. On a typical day, 17 people die because they couldn't get a kidney. Dr. Brian Procera, former president of the National Kidney Foundation, told John Stossel that he emphasized with this guy's need who died because he couldn't get a kidney. The good news, he says, is that this person can continue on dialysis under the current system, which functions extremely well. Well, you know, 17 people of a day dead.
Well,
okay,
good. For a few months, it functions well. So you're allowed to donate.
You're not allowed to sell. And of course, they donated
for some cash.
There's not a kidney on eBay.
Well, no, there actually was, and it got yanked off. Yeah. I mean, somebody trying to do it. No, the point is that they say, why are they doing this? They're going to protect the poor people. Those poor people over in the Philippines that will donate a kidney for $1,000. They're going to protect them. So they don't get the $1,000 and a guy dies because he doesn't get the kidney. This is your government in action. Basically,
willing
sure
participants lining up.
Yeah, for willing participants. That's right. It's the market. I mean,
take my kidney, please.
Look, I wouldn't sell anything off my face. But
anything else is open.
I don't know, Jimmy. Maybe you should.
Yeah, true, too. That's an idea. You got to use this. How about this cornea? You know, maybe. How about this nostril? This nostril.
But the other items might be negotiable. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's right. I don't know.
Except
I never
maybe
did.
One.
A right arm.
Right. That's right. No. I use that one a lot. No. That was always one of my worries. That's the first thing I thought about when I saw those little thalidomide babies with no arms. I thought about was, stay there. How do you
make
do that?
Life could be a little more difficult.
The point is that the 17 deaths, and but the point is that the our erstwhile people in Congress and the FDA and whoever else has decided that these are anointed experts, and they've decided that the government, they're going to make sure you make the right decision, even if it's the wrong one.
Hey, Bender had a great quote on that.
Bodies are for hookers and fat people.
Well,
and of course the government's going to not only make the right decision for you.
Right, for you.
Your decision.
And, of course, the thing is...
Don't even worry about it.
The thing that's bad about this, of course, is since they're always right, since the government is virtually infallible, it's run by people. People are fallible. Not, sometimes they do make a mistake. But the thing about it is you think about how many people...
But they're so good and wise.
That's right. And they care.
Right.
Which matters. They don't. 17 people dead. I mean, that's the price you pay.
The whole reason we have elected officials is so we don't have to think all the time.
That's exactly right. Thank you, Homer,
for clarifying that.
We knew that was right. The deal is, though. they ought to open it wide up. And these goody-goody two-shoes, well, you know, it's a donate thing, and, you know, do you want to take the profit motive? Of course, you know, the question I have to ask yourself is this. A kidney transplant probably runs $300,000 to $400,000. And if you had to pay 10% extra to actually get the kidney and not die, would you do it? I think so.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just for those guys to butt out of the deal. And you think about it, the waiting list for the kidney, and of course there's politics involved. Think about it. If this guy who wants to pass this law, or the guys in Congress, think about it for a second. If a guy in Congress needed a kidney, do you think he'd go to the top of the heap, so to speak? He'd have that kidney tomorrow. I mean, they would make sure he had that.
Like a Kennedy or something?
Yeah. So there is politics obviously involved in all that stuff. The deal is that...
Can't control the market.
They try and control it in so many ways. I mean, not only with this, but you look at something as innocuous, for instance, as tickets to the game up here. When you want to go to the game, scalping.
College football game.
And you see people lined up on the street saying, we'll buy tickets, which, of course, is a joke, because what they mean is they'll sell them. Mm-hmm. They got them from somebody. And they're like arbitragers. And if you decide 10 minutes before the game that you want to go on a sold-out game, you get a ticket. You know, it might cost you a couple $100, but it's illegal.
Right.
I mean, thinking, why? Why are you denying me the right?
Willing to pay. No problem, fair deal. $100, good deal.
And what's the thing about it is it's not even an illegal or a sex object. I mean, it's not...
They're protecting you like a child.
That's right. That's right. They're protecting me.
If you were a child, it makes perfect sense.
Jack, did you see that thing on...
You're not. You're an adult American. You should be able to make up your own.
But, of course, the question is, what makes these guys... As somebody, there's a very famous saying that says... If I'm able to govern myself, what makes me able to govern other people? That is, if people are not able,
that's the us and them argument. I mean, it's not us, it's them. You know, we need to control them. You know, and we're different.
We're elite.
Yeah,
we're smarter than they are.
Just like the Roman Emperor, you mean?
Right.
The Roman Emperor.
Ember.
That's right.
Emperor.
Okay.
I'm sure he embered a few people.
Yeah, that's right.
The Roman Emperor.
Well, you saw that thing, I know, because you have previous dealings with the music industry. You see that thing on Ticketmaster where some of the artists are going to auction off some of the better seats on Ticketmaster or eBay or something?
No, I haven't seen that, but they should have done that.
That was the whole thing.
A lot of bands are changing the way that they're selling.
They should. Mm-hmm. I always thought it was the stupidest thing in the world. I remember it used to be that no matter where you sat, it was like $6 or $7, whatever it is. Then they tiered them, which mm-hmm. made sense. But why shouldn't they get the highest price? The fact that somebody can buy a ticket at retail, whether it's $50, $5, or $400, if that's the retail price, and sell it for more money means that the band didn't price that ticket correctly.
Exactly.
That's right.
So that's it.
Anyway, well, I heard that they were going to do some of that.
And that's the capitalistic market?
It's not so much capitalism as it is the market system. The capitalistic system, we're going to talk about that one of these days, is something else. We got to get out of here for a few minutes before we're going to be back for one more short segment. We got a couple of light notes we want to talk about.
Oh, yeah.
So don't go away. Remember, it's Jimmy at JimmyDone.com.
Got my mojo working, baby.
Good morning, Vietnam. Oh, no, Gainesville. We're going to have some fun today. I want you all to listen up. We're going to have some serious fun. I want to hear your phone calls, and we'll talk about the issues of the day.
How can throwing money out of a window get you arrested?
I noticed the other day there's some signs on the road now that says speeding fines doubled. I don't know why they call these fines. I call this the speeding lotto tax.
You found what at a garage sale?
Have you ever wondered why all the windows are tinted on the bus system? It's so you won't see that there's nobody riding it. I believe that anybody who floats to America in a wooden crate should be given a green card as soon as they hit the beach. Here's a new paradigm for how government works. The Department of Motor Vehicles takes 1 billion portraits, all of them lousy.
Jeb Bush? Man, he'll ruin the environment.
I don't think so. I don't think even Jeb Bush could ruin the environment all by himself. If health care is a right, how come they're not so healthy in Somalia?
Hey there, this is Jimmy Doan from JimmyDoan.com. For a good time, be sure to catch all of our podcasts each week.
Yeah, we're back.
And we're back. Okay, for our final little, this is our thank you segment.
Hey, thanks for listening.
2 minutes and 40 seconds. Can you give me a break?
It's a monologue.
No, it's a monologue. Well, not really. I did want to, the one thing I did want to bring up here, did you notice that some inmates, I forget exactly where it is, are suing to overturn the nude magazine ban in prison?
No more nudie magazines.
No more, well, you know what?
Playboy,
it brought back some old memories for me because, not because
prison?
Of my. No.
Jimmy was in prison.
No. It brought back some old memories because it said the policy...
He's in a nude magazine in prison.
Would you please? Oh,
sorry.
His mugshot is
That's
on the internet.
Right.
Search for it. Google. JimmyMugshot.com.
Do not Google this. All right. We might have a butt shot
right,
here.
So what's the idea?
Oh, okay.
Duck.
This policy... I can't hear it.
The thing is beeping. So this policy says that no new magazines is this nation. This is nationwide.
No. It's Department of Correction in Indiana.
Okay.
And so anyway, the deal is the policy could prohibit sexually explicit letters, publications such as the National Geographic. Now that's what brings back memories. When I was growing up, I mean, you know, you would
do the African tribal.
Exactly, the African tribal boy. I'll tell you, that was the big deal for my.
Right.
You know, when
Mrs.
you were
hanging down to her waist.
That's right. No, that was. I'm telling you, that was sex.
Right.
That was it. Look at that man.
Right.
Whatever it is. But anyway, the point is, they're not going to be. One guy's complaining because he can't subscribe to his motorcycle magazine, Easy Riders. Oh, you remember Easy Riders? That was what's her name? That I had the picture taken of with down at the.
Oh yeah,
what was her name?
Dazza.
Mm-hmm. Dazza. She's got her own there website and everything. Yeah, that's great.
That was
Done with a bone.
That's right. He claims. Anyway,
that was one of
policy
Jimmy's
may also bar books as steamy novels by Jackie Collins. And so the question is. You know, the question is, what do you do? Shall I ask a rhetorical question? What do you do for sex in a prison? Okay. And the question is, what would you do with a magazine? Would a magazine be, well, a lot of times they don't have that. Anyway.
Well, with a little tape. And I
guess. Anyway, that's about it. I want to thank you all for staying with us long enough, and we'll be back.
Thanks to our sponsors.
Sponsors, yes.
Yeah, Mackie Mixing Boards.
That's
HP,
great.
Thanks
laptops.
For tuning in.
Thank you, Jack.
Thanks,
Eric. Thank you, Eric.
Yeah, good to be here.
Jimmy at JimmyDone.com. Bye bye.
I got that mojo. Mojo working. Well, I got the room later. It's working on you.